With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. As state lawmakers prepare for the upcoming session, they'll handle a record amount of one-time money. Governor Kristi Noem outlined her vision for spending those dollars during the annual budget address. Most state lawmakers like her proposal. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
That record amount of one-time money hovers in at around $224 million. Typically, the legislature has anywhere from $5 to $15 million in one-time money to spend. Lawmakers are committed to not using one-time revenues to create ongoing expenses, a relic from the Dugard years that have carried into the Noem administration era. Kent Peterson is a Republican representative from Salem. The incoming majority leader says the biggest issues in Pierre tend to revolve around money and balancing the state's budget.
We'll be balancing our budget for the 132nd year in a row, but we've never dealt with this type of one-time money. There are some tremendous opportunities in front of us, and it's my goal that we can help leverage those into things that can not only benefit our state today, but for many years and generations to come.
Most of the one-time dollars come from a bump up in sales tax collections from large wind farm investments and federal coronavirus stimulus dollars. The biggest project Governor Noem proposed for the money is a $100 million investment in broadband internet across the state. She also wants to tuck $50 million away into a rainy day trust fund in case of any upcoming economic uncertainty. Sioux Falls Democrat and Minority Leader in the House, Jamie Smith, says putting $50 million into a trust fund makes him uneasy.
That $50 million came from savings from coronavirus money that we offset costs with. And I think there are things that we could do to our infrastructure, to our state, and to our programs, perhaps with that $50 million besides sticking it away in a trust fund.
Smith says Democrats, which are in a supermajority in both chambers, will continue to focus on early childhood learning, healthcare, and housing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
State Department of Health officials say they're distributing more than 7,800 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden says the DOH is working with 35 healthcare providers to vaccinate priority populations across the state.
We asked our phase one vaccinators to focus on Pennington and Minnehaha counties, as well as Mobridge, Brookings, Huron, and Watertown. With the Moderna vaccine that we will be getting next week, that does not have the ultra-cold storage requirements, and so that is where we will have the ability to get out to healthcare professionals in that very first phase in other locations.
The DOH expects to receive 14,600 doses of the Moderna vaccine. Health officials plan to vaccinate long-term care residents after frontline healthcare workers. Other groups within the first phase of vaccinations include emergency services personnel and people with two or more underlying medical conditions. Governor Kristi Noem plans to wait her turn to get a coronavirus vaccine, which will likely be sometime early next year. Her spokesman, Ian Fury, says the governor, quote, will get the vaccine when it's readily available after those who need it the most have been given an opportunity to take it. South Dakota received 7,800 Pfizer doses, with additional vaccines coming from drug manufacturer Moderna next week. Frontline healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents are receiving the state's first doses, while the general public may be vaccinated in the spring. Christmas is right around the corner, and during a pandemic, many parents wondered if their children would be able to meet Santa Claus. Somer Kingsbury is the owner of Who's Toys in downtown Rapid City. She says she was determined to still have kids visit with St. Nick.
Our Santa is positioned 8 feet away from a white bench on a platform and at an angle behind. So you'll get Santa's face in the background of your picture, and then the family sits on the bench.
It's called Forced Perspective, an optical illusion that makes it look like the families and Santa are next to each other. Kingsbury says both Santa and Mrs. Claus wear face shields, and Elf sanitizes the benches after each use. Who's Toys also collects children's letters to Santa. Kingsbury says that Santa takes them with him at the end of each day. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.